What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are. Shocktober begins. Oh, how the old Reaper is going to be happy this month. Yeah, gentlemen, it is going to be one for the books. Now, remember, there are no time limits, so anything can be put in. And there will be no firearm usage. Everything this month is going to be up close and personal. Now, let's go ahead and kick this off with an article that Jay White sent me that was updated on the 20th of September. Long Island husband admits to fatally stabbing his wife in their backyard as horrified son tried to stop the brutal attack. Yeah, gentlemen, like I said, everything this month is going to be up close and personal. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. A Long Island husband admitted to fatally stabbing his wife outside of their home as her screams caught the attention of their teenage son, who was returning home and witnessed the horrifying termination. Rizard Murowski. Now, if that does not sound like the name of a man who would be on the battlefield swinging an axe, nothing does. 44, pleaded guilty to second degree termination on September 17th for attacking Wyoletta Murowski with a large serrated knife in the backyard of their Lindenhurst home, according to the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office. Now, why did they need to be so descriptive of the weapon that he used? The couple's 15-year-old son, who had been at a friend's house, heard his mother's cries for help and ran to the backyard to discover the horrifying scene as he saw his father stabbing his mother just before 8:30 p.m. The brave teen jumped on his father and allowed Wyoletta Murowski to escape from her husband. Quote unquote, she was able to stumble across the street before collapsing with her son by her side, the DA said. Now, it's very insidious what they're trying to imply. You sons out there, do not step into adult business. They're trying to make this son out to be some sort of son-husband hero. Quote unquote, the distraught teen called 911 begging for police to help as he desperately tried to save his mother's life. Wyoletta, 38, was rushed to Good Samaritan Hospital in West Islip, where she was pronounced deleted. Rizard fled in his black GMC pickup as his heartbroken son called 911. Police spotted Murawski, who led multiple officers on a chase for over 7 miles before he lost control and crashed into a building near New York and West Hoffman Avenues in Lindenhurst. The brutal attack was caught on the family's home surveillance system. Suffolk County District Attorney Raymond Tierney blamed the termination on domestic violation. That's a convenient blaming. However, in my humble opinion, there was something going on behind the scenes. And there's going to be a big clue as to what that something might have been. Quote unquote, this is a tragic case of domestic violation that ended with the senseless deletion of Wyletta Murawski and the horrific trauma of their child. This defendant will now have to pay for his actions in prison, Tierney said. Domestic violation is never the answer. I urge anyone in an abusive relationship to reach out for help through our partner agencies linked below. In an emergency, always call 911. Oh, that is such a good message. However, that is a message only meant for women. At the time of his arrest, Murawski was charged with one count of aggravated criminal contempt for stabbing his wife to deletion in violation of a order of protection that was issued against him by his wife a week earlier, the DA's office said. And gentlemen, that right there is the major clue that lets you know that there was something else going on. And trust and believe, I'm going to give what I believe was happening behind the scenes. He is expected to be sentenced to 22 years to life in prison. His next court appearance is scheduled for October 17th. Well. Gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate. This district attorney, I think what he said is completely wrong, where he's blaming domestic violation. No. Something led up to that. And in my humble opinion, I think she was trying to divorce him. Yeah, she declared war on him by way of the gun of the state. Now, we all know when there's a protective order put into place, that right there, gentlemen, is what the family court calls the silver bullet. Yeah. Two kids? Yeah. Yeah. The fact of the matter is, in my humble opinion, she used that protective order to get him out of that house. A house that more than likely he was still told he had to pay for. So yeah, domestic violation, in my humble opinion, that is a convenient excuse. However, what the clues lead me to believe, she filed for divorce. She used that protection order to get him out of that house. And he said, okay, if this is how you want to play this, fine. Till death do we part, bitch. Till death do we part. And guess what? I'm going to make it happen. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in their home. I'm going to give that a 10. Method of execution. obviously the hot butter knife of doom. I'm going to give that a standard issue of 40. Psychological impact. Unfortunately, the kid had to witness it. So I'm going to give that an 80. And for the brutality factor. Yeah, they said he took her out with a large serrated knife. So I'm going to give that a 40 as well. So Rizard, the Marauder, Murawski gets a score of 170. Yes, gentlemen, yes. I always find it hilarious when the topic of domestic violation comes up. It's always pointed towards women. Oh, women, you should be able to call the police. You should be able to have all these resources. Like I said before, it's all about physical domestic violation. However, I've said this before, and I will continue to say this. Men in relationships get domestically violated every goddamn day. But there's no resources for us to use. We can't call up the police and say, hey, my wife or my girlfriend is nagging the shit out of me. That is mentally damaging me. You know what'll happen? The police themselves will laugh at you. Yeah. Society will laugh at you and say, oh, you're just not being a real man. Okay, society. Okay, police. I tried to do this the right way. So now, when I decide to go upside her head, those same police and that same society will turn right around and throw everything they can at you and say, oh my God, a real man would never put his hands on a woman. Oh, you're such a terrible guy. Get the absolute fuck out of here. But, gentlemen, I've also said this too. If you're in a relationship and the woman that you're with so much as raises her voice to you, you already know that will now become a slippery slope. Get the fuck out. Tell her, okay, I see where this is going. You're starting to raise your voice at me. You want to nag at me. This right here, it is mental abuse. Therefore, I'm no longer going to be with you. Period. Point. Fucking blank. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who believe that a restraining order is some sort of magical force shield that's going to keep a man off of you? Oh, you need to understand, and you need to understand this crystally clear. The power you think you have by being able to get the quote-unquote veil of protection from the police and society, that will go out. Feminism and the idea that the Duluth model is going to be the ultimate shield for you in said situation, that's going to go out right along with it. Because obviously, Mr. Murawski, like many other men who had protective orders against them, said, you know what? Nah, it ain't going down like this. You think that piece of paper is going to keep me off of you? Well, looks like I'm going to take matters into my own hands. Why? Because I no longer fear the consequences of me taking action. So therefore, yeah, she got. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill. Yeah, fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.